This week's Parshas, Parshas Yisro, we have the Aseres Hadibros, the Ten Commandments. And one of the Ten Commandments is Kabed Asavicha Vesimecha, honoring your parents, your father and your mother. And the Gemara tells us that that refers to if your parent can't eat by himself, you bring him food, you bring him water, you help him get dressed, things that you're servicing the parent. However, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that anything that's going to give the parent nachas, in other words, say the parent says that it would be nice if you could come, the next door neighbor's making a simcha, and if you'll come to the simcha, it'll make me happy that you'll be there. Even though it's not servicing the parent, it's not giving food to the parent, but it gives nachas ruach to the parent, it's also included. However, the one exception to the rule, the Shulchan Aruch says from the Marik, if the parent is a question of deciding who you should marry, and the parent wants you to marry someone else, and you don't want to marry that person, so then the halacha is that you don't have to listen to your parents. Some poskim hold if it's going to be a bizoyon to the family, it's going to be the family's going to get embarrassed that you're going to marry that particular person. There's some poskim say that you should listen, but in general, the Chazon Ish writes, based on the Marik, that a parent doesn't have a right. In other words, if a parent's asking you to do something that's reasonable, then and you should listen, he'll give them nachas to the parent, then you should listen. But if it's something that they don't have a right to ask for, then you're not mechuyev to listen to the parent. Of course, sometimes it's kedai to listen to the parent because they have a lot of life experience, but sometimes they can make mistakes. So sometimes you need another person who could evaluate whether the parent's request is within range of normalcy, or it's not. And if it's not, then you're not mechuyev to listen. And if it is, then you should listen, and every situation is different.
Yes, the Torah says that the father can go and, without even knowledge of his daughter, go and give his daughter to somebody?
Yeah. When she's a kan, when she's a little... Right, when she's young, yeah. Yeah, we don't do this to
Zman.
Also,
she gets old, you can leave by herself.
No, that is...